From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
And welcome to the Disc Golf News for the week of March 29th, 2004. I'm Brian Sullivan. Hope you're making it a habit every Tuesday morning. We've got fresh content waiting for you. Of course, you can listen to any time, but Tuesdays are update day. Tell your friends, put links on your websites, whatever you need to do to spread the word that PDGA Radio is happening. Coming up this time, results from the Melbourne Open in Melbourne, Florida. Plus, Todd Branch has some thoughts on correcting a common beginner problem in this week's 60-Second Clinic. We'll check in with Brian Graham. He's the chairman of the National Disc Golf Center Committee, also known as the Disc Golf Mecca. We'll see how that project is coming along. And a preview of this weekend's Gator Country Classic in Gainesville, Florida. That's all on the way. But first, a word from our sponsor. This week, it's Discovering the World. We invite you to discover them at dtworld.com.
Disc golfing should be inexpensive and fun. Discovering the World wants nothing more than to help you have fun. They offer a wide variety of disc golf and PDGA products. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Orders ship within 24 hours, and there's a retail location open 7 days a week to deal with you personally. Call 714-522-2202 or visit dtworld.com to see the full selection available now from Discovering the World.
The big dogs were in sunny Florida last weekend for the 12th Melbourne Open. Results right now, beginning with the Masters Division, where Jeff Watson wins by 3 strokes over the always tough Jim Myers. He takes 2nd place. The Miniac, Greg Hosfeld, 3rd place in the Masters Division. To the women, where it was all about the Burl. Carrie Furlager dominating. She wins by a bunch of them over Susan Polin. Leslie DeMarc, 3rd place in the Women's Division. To the Open Division, where world champ Barry Schultz continues his reign of terror. He wins by a couple over Cameron Todd. A 2-way tie for 3rd place between Walt Snoop Haney and 11-time world champion Ken Climo. And that is how it went down last weekend in beautiful sunny Florida at the 12th Melbourne Open. Time now for the 60-Second Clinic. This week, professional disc golfer Todd Branch tackles what he sees as the most common error made by new disc golfers.
The most common error I see a new player make, I guess it would have to be once they get within 20 feet of the basket, they just throw it back and forth like 5 or 6 times trying to throw it in, take an extra, 4 strokes. You know, you got to throw the kind of putt that if it doesn't go in, at least stays real close to the basket and doesn't go flying away so that you're faced with a further putt than what you started with.
Todd Branch is a former PDGA competition director. He finished in 10th place last weekend at the Melbourne Open. In the big picture this week, the Disc Golf Mecca. It's been a dream of disc golfers for many, many years and is finally about to become a reality. The proper name of the project is the National Disc Golf Center. It will be located in Augusta, Georgia. And we wanted to know how progress was coming along. So we tracked down committee chairman Brian Graham.
First of all, tell me how this project came about. What's the history of this?
Well, I was contacted by Columbia County officials who were interested in having a disc golf installed out at Wildwood Park, which is one of their facilities just north of Augusta. And after going out there and looking at the park, the first thing that came to my mind was Stork's article that he had written several years ago on Disc Golf Mecca. Reason being is the park had a lot of the features that he had talked about in the article, such as extracurricular activities, swimming, boating, fishing, all that sort of thing. And so the idea kind of popped in my head at that point to possibly do a large project that would benefit disc golf and also benefit the community, because I'm very active with the Greater Augusta Sports Council.
So you are, in effect, the visionary behind this project. I mean, obviously you were influenced by Stork and many others who've been talking about a disc golf mecca for many years, but you're the guy who said, I think I can make this happen.
I am. I'm lucky that I'm in this position. I have some very good contacts through the Sports Council. And in my professional life, I'm in the land development business, which also helps on this project. But I would have to give all the credit to Stork. I'm sure every disc golfer who read that article years ago dreamt that it would be built in their community, and I'm just lucky enough to it happen here.
So you had the land picked out at that point? What happened then?
Well, Columbia County has Wildwood Park. It's a 1,000-acre park on the lake, and it's pretty much undeveloped. Probably about 10% of it is developed, and they're looking to turn this park into the crown jewel for the county. And they were looking for projects like the National Center, and so it was just timing that they asked me to look at it. The timing just worked out well, and I was lucky enough to be able to put this project together. I immediately contacted Harold Duvall at Innova just to kind of get an idea of if they might be interested in supporting a project like this, and they said definitely. And my next step was I talked with Pat Govan, who was commissioner at that time, and Pat contacted Discraft and DGA, and they were both very interested in helping out a project like this. So it kind of took off from there.
And where are we now? I know that some contracts have been signed, some agreements have been made. Is it for sure a done deal?
It's for sure a done deal. With the contracts have been signed, the PDGA and Columbia County have entered into kind of a public-private partnership, and both parties will be benefiting from this project. The PDGA will, of course, get a world-class facility at a very minimal cost, and the county will benefit from the sports tourism that's going to occur from the center.
Tell me, once everything is done, I take my family, I show up, what am I going to find? What sort of facilities will be there?
That's the great thing about Wildwood Park, is there are a lot of activities other than disc golf. As a disc golfer, you're going to be in heaven. You're going to find eventually 5 courses, putting greens, a skill shot training area. I mean, the possibilities out of Wildwood are endless. We plan on doing summer camps out there, having some of the top pros come in and do clinics for players. We're looking at large international disc golfing events, team play, match play, possibly hosting the world championships out there. There's going to be a lot going on for everybody.
And tell me about the courses. As I understand, there are 3 courses planned on going in initially?
Yes, the first phase has 3 courses and a skill shot training area, as well as some putting greens and a driving range. There's a 1,300 square foot ranger's residence out of the park that the PDGA will be leasing from the county. They'll be using that for PDGA headquarters, a pro shop, disc museum, snack bar, and kind of just the headquarters for the whole center. The first 3 courses that are going in phase 1 are going to be designed by Jim Kinner, who will be designing the East Course, which will feature Discraft baskets. John Halk will be designing the South Course, which will feature Innova baskets. And the team of Chuck Kennedy and Tom Monroe will be designing the North Course, which will feature DGA baskets.
Those are some pretty impressive names as far as the designers, so I expect we will have some real top-notch courses there.
The topography and the natural features out in this area are just unbelievable. It's rolling terrain with creeks, ravines, large mature trees, plenty of lake frontage. The courses are going to be just spectacular.
Now, Brian, will there be a charge at the gate for players, or will there be course fees? How do you foresee that working?
This will be a pay-to-play facility, but all the money raised will benefit the PDGA and the National Center, so it's kind of an investment on the part of the players into the center.
And that really leads into an obvious question, which is, this is an expensive endeavor. How is it being paid for?
Well, we are lucky enough to have manufacturers jump on board and help us with this project. As I mentioned earlier, Discraft, Innova, and the DGA have all jumped on board and donated complete 18-hole courses. The designers have all donated their design fees free, and the PDGA will be doing some fundraising, but the county will also be putting some money in. So up front, we're putting very little money in, very little risk, and we have a lot to show for it.
Well, we're all getting very excited about it. When do you foresee a target date for open to the public?
Well, 2 of the courses have been designed. The North Course, by Tom Monroe and Chuck Kennedy, and the East Course by Jim Kenner. Once that has been okayed, the next step will be to get the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers involved, because they actually own the land that the park sits on. They will have to do some environmental studies of the impacted areas to make sure we're not disturbing any endangered species. And once they complete that, they'll give us the go-ahead to begin tree removal and course installation, and we totally expect to have a course in the ground and open before the end of the year.
Brian Graham, thanks for your time.
Absolutely.
Brian Graham is the chairman of the National Disc Golf Center Committee. We reached him at his home in Augusta, Georgia. And this very week, some of the heavy-hitting course designers will be meeting in Augusta to review the designs of the North and the East courses. And as long as we're talking Augusta, hitting newsstands very soon, Sports Illustrated, their special Augusta edition, and expected to be included in that edition are disc golf quotes from PDGA Executive Director Brian Honegger.
Get geared up now at the PDGA Online Pro Shop, where you'll find discs, bags, official clothing, and more. Just arrived the 2003 Pro Worlds and National Tour videos. The PDGA Online Pro Shop, pdgastore.com.
Weather conditions are expected to be excellent this weekend in Gainesville, Florida. Of course, when are they not excellent in Gainesville, Florida? That is where the tour is headed next. It's the Gator Country Classic this weekend. The tournament director is Sean Harrigan.
Sean Harrigan, tell me a little bit of the history behind the Gator Country Classic.
Well, we've been organized here. The Gainesville Disc Golf Club's been organized for 10 years, and they've started out at just running a non-PDGA event way back in 1994. And since then, we've moved up from there to B tier status. And then, of course, now we've been in A tier for at least 5 to 6 years now.
And who has won this event in the past couple of years?
Of course, Ken Climo pretty much owns the place, I'd say. He's won it at least 3 or 4 times in the past 5 years, or maybe all of them. It's been so long, I can't remember. And Juliana was here last year, and she played real well. And we've got a few new ones coming in this year.
If I'm coming to this course for the first time, what kind of challenges can I expect? What kind of game do I need to bring?
Basically, we have a couple long shots, but your putting really needs to be on. You have to bring the A game for your putting game. We have some tight holes that are going to, of course, mean some accuracy. And, you know, but if you can just drive it down the fairway and leave yourself with a decent putt and put it in the basket, you're going to score well.
Sean Harrigan is the tournament director for this weekend's Gator Country Classic in Gainesville, Florida. There are a ton of other spring events on the calendar this weekend. We begin in Bowling Green, Kentucky. It's the Bowling Green Open AMS weekend. This is a points bonanza. Do not miss. And Larry Bledsoe always does a great job. Nacogdoches, Texas, it's the 5th Team Disaster Pecan Park Open. And in Kennewick, Washington, the 8th Windy River Open. Medina, Ohio, the Eye Candy Greater Medina Open. And in Pueblo, Colorado, it's the Steel City Shootout. Arlington, Virginia, the Bluemont Spring Pro-Am. And in Hastings, Minnesota, the Discraft Spring Open. Tons more, including Yorktown, New York, L.A., Bethlehem, P.A., and Newport News, Virginia. Get out there and huck some plastic this weekend. And finally this week, the 2004 player statistics were updated this week. Steve Rico is leading the Open Division in points. He's got 2162. Cash leader, world champ Barry Schultz, 5,300 and change over 6 events. On the women's side, Juliana Corver leading in points and cash, 114 points, $975 over 2 events. AMS side, Daryl Lambrecht of South Carolina. He's got 900 points over 3 events. Women's side, Deontra Edwards of Texas, 66 points, 6 events. If you're looking to gear up in some cool new stuff, check out the brand new National Tour collared shirts and hats. Those are available right now at the PDGA store. We'll have National Tour discs in very, very soon. Just point your browser to pdgastore.com and gear up with some cool stuff. And as long as you're shopping, point your browser to dtworld.com. That's Discovering the World. They are sponsors of this program. And that is the Disc Golf News for the week of March 29th. For the PDGA, I'm Brian Sullivan. We'd love to hear your comments. Direct those to pdgaradio@pdga.com. And if you're looking for sponsorship opportunities, please contact the office. Until next time, keep them in the fairways.